Pacific 92 East Coast Radio.
Yesterday, found a story that I told you about. And you know, we know, we live in 2020. You have a gripe with someone or an organization. The first thing you do is you go online and you complain. I found out in the survey that there's no such thing as a Karen anymore. The biggest complaints come from people named Kim and Paul. And I got so many messages from Kims. Yeah, I didn't know so many Kims listened to the show, saying that's not true, that survey is trash. And a couple of Pauls who completely agreed with the survey. I got a message from this dude. Who is Paul?
Hi, East Coast. I just happened to be in the car at the time. Your little Paul came up. My name is Paul. And I complain a hell of a lot. My wife would vouch for me. I complain about just about everything. And I complain when I can't complain. So, yep, so far, pretty accurate. Keep up the good work, guys. Cheers, bye.
I'm calling up Paul in the next few minutes. We're going to try and put this, put him through the paces. Paul, your words, quote unquote, I complain just about everything. And I complain when I can't complain. So, Paul, it's safe to say that you agree with this statement.
Yes, 100%.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thanks for joining us on East Coast Radio. Is there a particular restaurant that you like or a kind of food when you go and eat out? Like, you are for this, like, this kind of food that you would
Look, I'm a big meat eater, so any sort of a steakhouse. Ooh. If I'm forced to go to any other restaurants, I usually drop my lip before I get there. But steak is my favorite, so I'll try and push people to go the steakhouse route.
Okay, so I'm going to let you, I'm going to ask you to just, you know, explore with me, try something different, you know, so to say, put your feet in the water.
Sure.
We're at an Italian restaurant, not a steakhouse restaurant. So already flags, like, Paul is angry because Paul is now being forced to sit in an Italian restaurant, not at a steakhouse. Now, Paul, you're sitting there with like five of your best mates and the drinks are flowing and it's, you know, good times. It's like post-corona and it's just, it's wonderful. Then you all place your orders and then four of your friends get their meals. They come back, the staff, and they say to Paul, listen, sorry, you know, it's so busy tonight. Your meal's going to take a little bit longer than everyone else at the table. So there's Paul sitting there looking like, what is he doing? Twiddling his thumbs. He's the only one that's not eating because, you know, the restaurant's busy. What does Paul do?
Do you know what I'd probably more than likely do? I'd probably tell them to cancel my order, order another beer, and then I'll pick up a McDonald's on the way home.
I was not expecting that. I thought that you would, you know, I mean, you'd obviously express your dissatisfaction, but you'd still wait around. You're that petty that you would actually starve yourself of a good pasta on Italian, and you'd go to the drive-thru.
I'd more than likely drop my lip, cancel my order, and sit there with a long face until everybody leaves, and then get something on the way home.
Do you know any other Pauls?
Maybe one or two others, but they don't complain as much as me, surprisingly.
But they do complain.
Yes.
And how does it, I mean, is it not tiring? Do you not sometimes feel like maybe sometimes I just need to relax, you know, be zen, keep myself at peace, there's more to life?
You know, I think about it every night and I always say to myself, I'm going to be a better Paul the next day, and then it's short-lived.
Paul, you know what, we still love you. And I think it's very important to express your feelings in healthy ways. And I like the fact that you told them cancel the order. You still stayed for another beer, but you also, you know, you proved a point because Paul.
Well, in fact, I would have ordered two beers because if I ordered one and the next one didn't come quick enough, I'll drop my lip again.
Paul, if someone in a queue at the shop like skips in front of you, what would you do?
Sorry, say it again.
You're in the queue, and then someone skips the queue and they jump in front of you.
Oh no, I'd point my finger in their face with my thumb backwards and I say, can you not see the queue?
I love it. I have so much to learn from you, Paul. Have an awesome afternoon.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Cool.
Cheers,
eh?
Bye.
Bye. May her soul rest in peace. It's Roxette's Fading Like a Flower here on KZN's number one in music station, East Coast Radio. Also, Stacey, we are feeding the song. Can I just say, before you take over between 4 and 7 with Stay Spoo, I actually happened to hear yesterday that someone amalgamated your name and I thought it was, what was it?
Somebody called us Jay and Spoo, and then we've been called Spoosie, we've been called JC.
I get called Nick all the time.
Oh.
So yeah, welcome to the club. You have been officiated.
It's a remix.
I just want to say, can you please do me something?
Yeah.
Because that accessory you're wearing is giving me, and you know, anxiety is like a baseline emotion for me. Because I mean, in the era of face masks and you also the nature of your job, headphones, you've got these hoops And I'm just worried that something's going to happen to your ear.
Okay, so KZN, just for perspective, the hoops are approximately 3 centimeters in diameter. I mean, he's carrying on like they are J-Lo circa 2007.
Yeah. Although you did go through that phase as well. Anyway, I'll chat to you again tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in and playing along. You is amazing. You is kind. And you is beautiful.
Go, 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 go. Fake 92, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.